Jane Ace and her best friend, Marge, aren't speaking since Jane found out Marge had taken dinner with Arthur Lorenz, the movie director, and that Lorenz wanted Marge to win the movie contest. Neither are Marge and her boyfriend, Neil Williams, speaking, although Neil called up last night and told Mr. Ace he was sorry he acted the way he did towards Marge. This episode takes place the following evening and is in alternate scenes between the Ace's bungalow and an automobile. The first of the Aces where we find Jane and Mr. Ace alone. Listen.
What is she doing in there? Just sitting in her room?
I don't know. I'm not going to ask her.
Well, it's getting more and more awkward sitting around here evenings, having dinner, just the two of us, because she won't have her meals here. And...
Oh, getting tired of me.
No, Jane, don't. I didn't mean that.
Well, it had all the earmuffs of meaning that.
Oh, I meant... Well, the whole setup is terrible. How long is this non-speaking thing going on? I'm going in and talk to her.
She won't talk to you.
Yes, I know it. She passes me by with a hello and then shuts up like a clam. She comes home after dinners are over and goes to her room. Is she just sitting there, or...
I hush you. Here she comes out.
What?
Here she comes.
She was in there getting dressed to go out, and she went out.
But I mean the way she did it. Did you see the way she just walked right by us like we weren't even here? Like we were just riprap or something? I wonder where she's going.
Come away from that window.
Well, I just want to see where she has to go every night.
It's not every night. Last night she didn't come home till very late. And if she wants to... Oh, Jane, don't start peeping through curtains.
I thought so.
What?
There she is, going right next door.
Oh, calling on Mr. Lorenz?
She certainly is. She rang his bell.
But he was over here last night telling us that he tried to get her at the office and she wouldn't answer the phone when she found out who it was. Why would she...
There he is. I see them both very clear. He's got the porch light on. They're shaking hands.
In the center of the ring?
Oh, she's not going in.
Not going in?
They're both going away. He's got his hat and coat on, too.
Going where?
Look, that automobile. Whose automobile is that?
I don't know. Stop peering out of that window.
It's a big car with a chauffeur. The chauffeur's opening the door of the car. Marge gets in first.
No.
Yes, she is. Now Mr. Lorenz gets in.
Then the chauffeur, huh?
No, not yet. He's closing the door. Now he gets in.
This blow-by-blow description comes to you through the courtesy of...
Whose car is that?
I don't know. Can't Lorenz hire a car? What gets me is why this change of heart on Marge's part. Only last night he was over here telling us that she wouldn't
They're gone. There they go. Well, that's a fine how-do-you-do to think that Marge, my best friend...
Well, what did she do now?
What did she do?
Yes, what did she do? She went out with Mr. Lorenz.
And you asked me, what did she do?
So what? You said you were through with the contest. You wouldn't be in it anyhow.
Oh, I suppose Marge didn't say it. Didn't she keep telling Mr. Lorenz she didn't want to be in it? And now look at her.
Yes, it is a little strange that she should change her mind about having anything to do with him or this contest.
I'll say the world is my best friend. Oh, it's a great life if you don't waken.
I wonder if Lorenz did convince her that she ought to take part in the picture.
I don't care if he did or not.
She was so set against it. Do you think he talked her into a movie career?
I don't care if he did or not.
Well, looks like Marge may be going to Hollywood.
I don't care if he... Hollywood?
Yes, if Lorenz is able to talk.
You mean she'll leave here? Where will she live? How about her room?
Her room?
Yes.
Well, we can always set it up as a sort of a shrine. When Marge gets to be a big movie star, we can show it to people and say we knew her when she used to live right in this room.
Well, she can't do that. Why, she even paid her rent till the first of the month.
Well, I think that could be straightened out.
Oh, but to Hollywood. You mean we won't see her anymore?
Oh, yes. We'll see her on the screen.
On the screen?
Oh, now, who could that be?
You mean you think she's really going away?
I didn't say she was, but if Lorenz can talk her into it, she might go to Hollywood.
But she's always been with me.
Oh, but you're not even speaking now. Oh, hello, Neil. Hello. Well, surprised to see you here. I thought you were mad at me. Or is it at me? I'm kind of mixed up about who's mad at me.
I didn't come out here to be rash. I'm sorry I flew off the handle last night on the telephone.
That's all right, Neil. I was only...
Hello, Jane.
Hello, Neil.
How's Jane Jane?
Don't call me that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's a rather touchy subject right now.
I see. Is, Marge home?
No, she's not.
She just went out. She went out without even...
She just went out. That's what I've been hearing for 3 days now. I can't stand it anymore. I got to talk to her. I even tried seeing her at the office today, but she can't get by anybody up there. She's left instructions. She can't keep doing this to me. I've got to see her.
Well, you can wait and see her on the screen.
On the screen?
Oh, Jane, why don't
you... Well, you just said it.
What is this screen talk? Do you mean to say she's actually going into this movie contest and that she's going into pictures?
Well, we don't know. You see, she doesn't confide in us anymore. She doesn't even talk to Jane at all. And to me, it's just hello and goodbye.
She didn't even say goodbye when she went out before.
Where'd she go?
Well, we don't know exactly.
I know exactly. She went exactly into that car with Mr. Lorenz.
Jane.
Well, she did.
Went out with Lorenz, huh? Well, is that it?
Well, I guess so. Jane was watching through the window.
I see. So I'm too late.
Too late?
Yeah, too late to tell her I'm sorry for the way I acted the other night. Oh, I don't blame her. She has every right to go out with him, every right in the world.
Oh, now, Neil, I wouldn't get so dramatic about it. I mean, look at you. You're just...
I'm not very happy about this. You don't expect me to do a dance around the room, do you?
No, not a dance, but you don't have to look so melancholy. Raise up.
Why are you so pensive, Marge?
Well, I'm not in a very happy frame of mind these days.
But when you accepted my invitation to dinner, you sounded as though you were happy to hear from me.
Well, I was, in a way. There was something I wanted to talk to you about.
And it goes without saying that there is something I want to talk to you about.
Yes, I imagine there was, but I'd like to have my say first, if you don't mind.
Of course, if you wish. We shall have a long talk over our coffee.
Well, I'd like to say what's on my mind now.
But, Marge, it can wait.
No, I'd like to say it right away so we'll know where we stand.
But you already know where I stand.
Exactly, that's the point. But now look, Mr. Lorenz.
Mr. Lorenz.
Well, Arthur's him. After you told Neil that he'd been trying to get me in this movie contest, he came over to the house and he said some pretty harsh things about us, you and me.
He is so impetuous.
Yes, I guess you'd call him that, but what I want to get straightened out with him is that there is no truth to what he thinks.
Well, what does he think?
Oh, that I've been going out with you regularly, that I was carrying on a sort of, a secret campaign with you to get this movie job.
Well, I wish that you were.
Well, of course there's no truth in it, but I just want him straightened out on this matter.
Oh, I see.
Will you do it for me?
Do what?
Tell him when you see him that there's nothing to it.
Why should I?
Why should... Well, I'm asking you as a favor, for one thing.
And are you so lenient with your favor?
What's that got to do with this?
Everything, Marge. There's something I want to say to you. It is not often I say it. It is not often I offer a girl such an opportunity as this.
I'm not interested in a movie career. I only...
This has gone even further than that.
What?
You have become almost an obsession with me. Oh, don't turn away when I speak to you.
I don't think we'd better continue the discussion.
I heard you out. Why can you not listen to me? Is it so dreadful a thing to have to listen to a man tell you what's in his heart?
Please, Arthur, I'd rather...
Why can't you decide to come with me to Hollywood? I offer you stardom. I offer you everything a normal girl craves.
I guess I'm just not normal. And I ask you please to drop the subject. I'm just not interested.
I see. Then it is this boy.
Neil? Oh, it's all over with him, too.
And yet you want me to defend you in his eyes.
Yes, I want to get that straight. And then we're really finished.
I'm afraid I cannot do what you ask.
But what good is it to let him go on thinking the things he does?
What does it matter if you are finished with him, as you say?
Oh, it's just the way I want to finish it off, that's all.
But, Marge...
Oh, this silly movie contest has done more to upset my life than I ever dreamed it would, and I have no intention of being any part of it.
But you have become, in spite of yourself.
Well, I won't go on being a part of it. I'm not interested. I'm only interested in getting certain people straightened out in my connection with it. There's Jane and Ace, as well as Neil.
What do they matter where we are concerned?
Oh, we.
Yes, you and I. We can do so much for each other. We can have...
Arthur, I think we'd better call off this dinner. Do you mind?
Of course I mind. We are nearly there. I'm starved.
Well, it's too late to turn back now, but since we don't seem to understand each other, let's agree to drop the subject and just have dinner.
Agreed.
Thank you.
For tonight.
Oh.
But I warn you, tomorrow is another day, and the day after is still another day. I shall be here for a couple of weeks yet, making this picture. And I shall try to make you see that these childish, trivial things you worry so
much. Childish, trivial things? My friendship with the Aces? Why, he's my best friend. We've known each other all our lives.
Still, I call them childish and trivial.
Well, they may be to you, but as for me, well, I cherish my friendships. Heaven only knows I have few enough of them. And Jane's friendship means more to me than 1,000 careers.
But, Jane, there's one thing you can do for me, if you will.
What?
After all, Marge is your best friend.
Oh, yes, well... Well, we used to be.
And you still are. You'll both get over this little tip you've had, and when you do, there's something I want you to say to her. I want you to tell her how sorry I am for the way I acted. I'm not asking for anything, mind you. Just sorry. I know now that all finished between us. What chance have I got when a guy like Lorenz can offer her the things he can and turns her head?
Now, wait a minute. You're going too fast. Tell her what?
Tell her I'm sorry for the things I said.
Sorry for the things you said. Yes.
I think she knows I really didn't mean it.
Oh, of course she does, Neil. She realizes.
Dear, don't interrupt. What else, Neil?
What?
What else shall I tell her?
Just that I'm sorry, that's all.
That's all? You think I'm going to make up with her to tell her just that?
Oh, you're going to make up with her eventually, so what difference...
Oh, I don't know.
I think Ace is right, Jane. What's it all about? A silly movie contest. You're not movie struck, are you?
I should say I'm not. What do I care about?
Of course you're not. And suppose she does let Lorenz talk her into going to Hollywood. You were best friend. You should be glad. You should want to see her get places.
I suppose you're very happy to see her taking up with Lorraine.
What I feel doesn't matter. I only want her to know that I'm sorry I spoke the way I did and that she has my honest wishes for every success. Isn't that the way we feel, Jane?
Well, yes, I guess.
Oh, sure. Jane's tickled to death about not winning the movie contest.
I should say I don't care about it. I'm not movie struck.
Oh, of course you're not.
Don't you worry about it, Jane. Who knows? Maybe Marge, with the great Lorenz at her side, will rise to the highest ranks of stardom, and someday she may even send for you to come to Hollywood. Well, good night, folks. I've got to get back to my paper.
Send for me? What could I do out there?
Same thing I've been doing for the past year, only I didn't know it. I've been a stooge for her. That's what you can be for Marge, a stooge.
Well, he is pretty broken up about it, isn't he?
A stooge? I should say not. I'm not stooge struck either.
Oh, you're not stooge struck either.
No, I'm not.
Well, anyway, we know how Marge feels about her friends, the Aces. And as for her friendship with Neil, well, we run into a rather startling turn of events when next we meet the Easy Aces.